And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
My hair is missing.
Your hair is missing?
That's the name of the song.
Oh, okay.
Your hair is missing, too.
Oh, geez. That's true. I know where it went. Right to my back is where it went.
Oh, I thought it went down the drain.
Both. It does it all. It goes everywhere. Anyway, we're back at Garage Sale Globe. It was going to be a rained out week this week, and then all of a sudden the weather changed, and it's supposed to be beautiful today. Temperate. Low 70s, sunny. And we've gotten, couple miles from my house, and we're already hitting garage sales. Haven't found anything yet, but we've already hit a couple.
Saw a Big Ben clock.
A Big Ben clock that I didn't buy. It was neat looking, but it was also plastic and from the 90s, so I don't know. It looks like people are we're sort of
hovering
over a garage sale, but there's already people
shopping
there.
Just being pushy because he's just in a hurry.
Yeah, he already went and looked at all the stuff he's got, and now he's calling his friend, and he's going to hurry his wife and kid along, and he's going.
He's at the other garage sale, and he did that quick run around. Oh, nothing here. And
yeah,
he's
rifling through something right now.
Yeah.
I love how we're sort of derisively describing this guy, and we're going to go over there and do the same thing. This guy's gonna hate his wife and daughter by the end of the day, though, because he's gonna be like, "Come on, stop looking at the clothes and the Barbies. Come on, it's time to go."
What, man? The price is the price. What do you want? He's asking him right now.
Maybe they'll fight. Come on,
really?
Guys,
you don't
fight.
Really want this much for it, do you?
Take a swing.
You said you're the first ones here. You want me to give you a discount? I just got here. I'm not even open yet.
He's doing.
Let me go talk to the boss here.
He's doing a little power move too, of pushing the item a little closer to the guy and oh my god.
Meanwhile, across the street, we've got this walker with the dog just peering through, just checking out the action, kind of us.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a scene in nature, except a scene in garage sale.
It is. This is like a David Attenborough documentary going on here. With the horse flies in the background. Oh, my God. There was a horse fly on our window. It was outside the window, thank God. That sucker is probably an inch long. And I was just like, man, I haven't got bit by a horse fly in a long time. And thank God. They're horrendous.
Yeah, no thanks.
You know how mosquitoes have a little needle? Horseflies have a triangle. They just jam into your head, and they're ruthless. Anyway, they were a ruthless band too.
Yes.
But see the little girls checking out. Come on, Dad, buy me this Barbie doll head. Buy me these too, Dad. Dad, why don't you look at me? He's pulling out the phone to check eBay right now. Is what he's doing. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Mom's looks at, oh, she's putting out clothes. Okay.
Yeah. That's the executive producer of this garage sale.
Okay. Are we,
I'm ready to go.
Ready to go?
Put your seatbelt on.
Oh, I thought we were going to go and,
Oh, no, I was going to, really? After that guy's rifled through everything? Just look at him.
I thought we might be able to get a good wrestling match going with him.
If you want me to hold the live microphone while you go after. Oh, look at, he brought something out of the house for him.
Yeah.
Oh, here, buddy. Here's the sex tapes.
I don't
show them to anybody.
I want to go and just swoop the stuff out from under him while he's trying to dick around with it. I always love doing that. But I probably don't want what he wants.
Yeah, you don't want that smoke.
it looks like he's after a Lego. He's putting everything next to each other and wheeling.
Meanwhile,
and
the daughter's got a whole freaking laundry basket full of stuff now. Hey, Dad, look what I found. See?
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah. It's not going to work out for you, dude.
It's only $10, Dad.
Oh my god.
Maybe we could start. I could start doing this like Howard Cosell. Would you look at that? Oh, he handed him somebody. Oh,
it's the handoff.
Oh, he's very bashful about it. How about that?
See that? See, he's just looking at everything and put it in my pile. Then I make an offer. I'm a good head taller than you, dude. So you better be ready to bargain. Look at this. And this. What do you think? Let me look this up on eBay.
I should be shooting this on my phone.
Oh my god.
Is that illegal?
I don't think it's illegal. We're in on a public street. All right, well, we're going to go. I know this is very exciting. Oh, they made a deal. They're both happy.
Hands, the palms up.
It looks like he got a camera or something. All right, anyway, I know this is really fascinating, you guys, but we'll be back after we hit some more garage sales. Ooh, they're getting all happy over there. All right, see you later. Well, we've hit a bunch of garage sales, but we haven't bought anything, but I just kind of felt bad because we both grabbed a free stuffed Snoopy from this woman who had a box full of them from
don't feel bad.
MetLife giveaways.
Don't feel bad.
And then we didn't buy anything from her.
Well, she didn't have anything.
No, she didn't.
A couple of Razor scooters, a couple pieces of jewelry.
Like some lampshades on a table.
That was it. Well, she got what she wanted. She got us to take some of her garbage away.
Yeah, that's true. And a little Snoopy conversation.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, we're just like a mile away from my house.
We've hit five garage sales.
We've hit like five garage sales, and we haven't even made it to the
destination of choice.
Destination, yeah.
We will. Oh, yeah.
We'll make it there anyway, but, like, it's going to be a humper day. Because it looked like it was supposed to rain all this weekend, and then it turned nice. So all of a sudden, there's a lot of people who probably didn't pull the trigger on their garage sale until probably last night.
Right.
So we're gonna discover a lot of humpers and just generally find a lot of last second garage sales.
Seems to be the way.
Yep, that is the way.
I like the element of surprise as opposed to the planned destinations.
I just like the almost perfect summer so far.
It really has been nice.
If we make it through August to where you're gone in September, we'll just have pulled off a hat trick or whatever the hell they call it.
Well, whatever the case. I mean, you know, it's pretty much three solid months we give it, June, July, and August. And within those 3 months on weekends, it's a crapshoot. You know? So you never know what's going to happen or how it's going to happen, but every weekend it's been good except for one.
Yeah.
This is like the middle of August now.
Yeah.
So,
we're in still prime season for Rochester.
It is.
September, October is when it becomes like sketchy.
Hit and miss.
But like, hey, with global warming, it might be better. I've actually found
some great stuff on September.
Yes.
Garage sales.
Oh, sure.
People finally getting around to dumping stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You get the people who meant to do one all summer, and then they have to cram it in at the end.
It's nice.
I like it when they cram it in at the end. All right. Well, we'll be back.
All in one bag.
All right, my neighborhood is rocking this week.
Rocking!
As opposed to ruining the whole day from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now Brighton is paying off with cheap shit. We've just got a bunch of DVDs.
Box sets for a buck a piece.
Jack got a Pink Floyd The Wall VHS still in the shrink wrap.
For a buck.
For a buckaroo. That's the thing is, well, I did pay $10 for that ceramic tiger, but I have a... It's like this tiger writhing in agony with a spear tip in its back. And I have a good feeling about him. Although I shouldn't buy stuff like that to potentially sell because it's just going to break in the mail.
Pretty much.
But it will also look amazing at my house. And I got an interesting Porky Pig in the Land of Giants comic, Dell, 10 cent Dell comic, but then it's got like a little rubber, I guess it's supposed to be Porky Pig, but it's like a little pig face with like rotating eyeballs in it, looking like circa 50s. What else did we get? Oh, I got this from, I can't, not Taiwan Air, but like a Asian airline company. It's like a crystal a crystal globe on a crystal base.
Oh, yeah.
And that, for some reason, I have a good feeling about that. But I want that for my house because it's real crystal. So I can put that in the window down in the basement. When the sun comes through it, it'll reflect all nice all through the room.
Reminds me of the cup that they used to show for the Sanka commercials.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes. So. Oh, my God. That's like 70s. That's more like 80s, isn't it?
70s, 80s, yeah.
And I got what Johnny Bueno pointed it out to me. I got a Barbershop Quartet mug, an old...
For the Doc Horny's...
Yeah.
Slop that you make in the morning.
Oh, I got a Fonzie glass.
Yeah.
Drinking glass.
$3. Those things go for $15.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Although I don't think I'll be... I don't think I'll be able to sell that
you
either.
You can't sell that. No way. Actually, the glasses of those, the Happy Day glasses from Pizza Hut in 76.
Yeah.
The most expensive one is Fonzie and a Motorcycle. That one they actually pulled. And they pulled it because they didn't want kids to have the idea of riding a motorcycle still.
What?
Yeah. So they pulled that one. They pulled that one.
That's
they
so
made
fucking
the other,
bizarre.
So that one became the Chase. That one's like $25.
Well, that shows you how much Fonzie was idolized back in the 70s anyway.
You got that Flash Gordon movie still in the...
In the shrink wrap, yeah.
Yeah.
I got it. Most of the movies I got... Like, really, I went through all those movies I got last week.
Yeah.
We probably should have just headed back the other way down that street. There was probably that whole other side of the street.
Oh, I didn't know we were doing that. I thought they were done. I'll turn
around. Remember, because we saw the first, when
okay.
We took the second one, and the street curves around to that first sign. So I think... It's down both of those streets.
Okay. You navigate, man. I used to hang out with this guy in high school, and that was his favorite thing to say. Usually when he was drunk. Yo, dude, let me navigate.
This is
the one we already went to. But this is where we came from. I'm not sure where the other side is that you're talking about, but... I'm not sure people want to hear about us.
Oh, maybe navigating. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Well, anyway, we'll be back with more Garage Shailen. All right. Hit a couple more Garage Shails. Johnny Bueno just got a big CD rack to store all his CDs in. And what else did you get?
Well, it was $2. Oh, look at this.
Another Garage Shail.
And
quick, before we go to this Garage Shail.
Yeah, I got the complete Three Stooges on DVD. 17-disc DVD set.
17-disc?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
If, you know, it's like reading...
How much was it?
$5.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. It's like, you know, like trying to read like the entire Flaming Carrot series. If you actually try and watch the whole Three Stooges...
No. Yeah, no. It's like pull out a DVD every once in a while. We'll watch that DVD.
Yeah.
Got 17...
Yeah, if you try and do if you try and do like a marathon, you're gonna be a Three Stooge.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Kill enough brain cells Three Stooges, and you're right there.
Hey, man. All right, this garage sale's calling.
Yep. What a day! What a wonderful day! Vroom vroom. Well, I just got a Golden Girls 500-piece Golden Girls puzzle.
And I got a 1,000-piece old-school confectionery candy bar puzzle. What's this?
Northfield Road, right on the street.
Yeah.
They just don't end. We're trying to get to one garage sale, and we're getting all these other garage sales just out of nowhere. I got this weird wooden octopus thing with no face on it.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
Yeah,
it looks like... Can't figure out what it's for. Maybe for... Maybe holding up a couple books, but it would be like a couple paperbacks on either side or something. I don't know. I'm just going to set it on a shelf and...
Yeah, the arms look like roots to like a tree.
Yeah. It's a nice little carved
piece.
What
the hell is... Oh.
Somebody bit the dust is what that is.
Yard sale, Northfield Road. I don't see
That's
a
where...
yard sale.
There's a green sign up ahead.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, way up ahead, sort of. See it? Or no, it's just flags. Maybe it was a lying liar or a garage sale from last week or something.
So this is Rogers Middle School.
Yeah, looks like that was a false lead.
That's what we call a...
Unless it's the other way down the street, or I don't know. We sort of started at the beginning of the street, didn't we?
We just followed the sign.
Yeah. Oh, well. Just another liar. Another stinking liar, or somebody too lazy to take their goddamn garage sale sign down. Oh, well. Plenty more out there. And as we were just saying...
You'll find another one, Johnny.
We won't be getting swamp ass on this day, too. It's supposed to peak at around 72 degrees.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, well.
A lovely, sunny, cool day.
I think this is our garage sale up ahead here.
Oh, okay.
They aren't liars.
We just drove... Oh, yeah. Look at that. Is it? No, it's not. It's just somebody's... Somebody with a couple tents out in front of their house.
Some bitch.
9 a.m. to 3. Liars. Stinking liars. Well, maybe what? That stuff got... We just came from an estate sale. Beautiful house. I love that, like, enclosed dining area.
Yeah, it was
like,
cool.
That was all open to the... It was just really nice house. A little swimming pool in the back. Full of rich people's stuff with no price on it.
Well, the stuff that they didn't want to sell was the nice stuff, and that didn't have prices. All the shitty, worn-out stuff,
yeah,
is what they were selling.
Yeah.
It's like talking about, you know, coaching the kids' soccer teams. Like, yeah, you ex-jock, you still got to scratch that itch.
Yeah, they were softies.
Yes.
They were softies.
You know what?
But I got a lamb's wool mat with lamb fur on it.
Yes,
and
you
we
did.
Used to have one of those for our cat that we lost in the fire that the cat absolutely lived on that thing. She loved it. It just
nice.
Put her back into mommy mode, you know,
uh-huh.
Kitten mode. So she's going to be very happy when I get home and flop that thing down. She's just going to camp out on it.
Yep.
But I got a Star Wars pop-up book,
yep.
Which is really cool, and I got that's going to be a keeper. But then I got a book on Lilydale, the local spiritualist colony. It's up near Buffalo way, and Trudy will probably want that. And then I got a Ghosts of Washington, D.C. book that looks like it was printed, like micro-printed in Washington in the old days, so that might be worth something. And the only other thing, well, I don't think I've reported on my little Tupperware toys that I got at that other garage sale. And they look like a little cornucopia with a plunger on the end, and you put a little plastic, like, golf ball-sized ball in them and hit the plunger, and they fly out, and then you catch them with the other one. And I got 1.5 sets of those, so 3 of those. And I got those before... Because I used to play with them as a kid, and it turned out they were pretty valuable. Just a few little fawns just hanging out by the side of the road.
Yep.
Eating grass like a Bambi movie. And those have their original, like, Tupperware packaging and stuff. They're in the bags that they came in and everything.
Yep.
So they'll be a pain in the ass to ship. I remember they were a pain in the ass last time I shipped them. Oh, Jesus. Another fucking...
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get the camera out, Johnny.
We've been reporting quite a bit these days. Oh, look at this guy. Oh, my God. What is this?
Welcome, baby Giovanni.
Oh, no, I got somebody behind me.
Oops.
Sorry. I got important reporting to do.
You've got to take a picture of baby Giovanni. You might have to back up to...
Yeah, there's somebody coming.
Oh, baby, it's a boy. Jesus Christ, calm down, people. It's not a fucking miracle when you squirt out a Giovanni.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You don't know Giovanni like I know Giovanni.
Nobody knows Giovanni. He's a little, just basically bag of drinking milk and shitting factory oil. Yeah, we're in inflatable land where people still, like, someone still had their patriotic dog from the 4th of July sitting in their front yard all inflated.
Got a picture of
up.
That, too.
Yep.
Pissing off all the ironic white neighbors. Colebrook.
You're lowering the property values. We have been in kind of a fancy neighborhood lately.
Yeah, we're in the ritzy part of Ironiquite. This is where Ellie went to middle school.
Built on Kodak money.
Yeah, oh, long and hard.
Do you know how much cocaine was done around here in the 80s? Do you know how many... Do you know how many...
cans of Genesee beer were consumed?
How many key parties were had in the basement of these places in the 70s?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know how many fondue pots were floating around?
Are floating around.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
It's funny. And when you get out into, like, gates and stuff, you definitely see a lot of, like... garage sales full of the cocaine culture of the 80s here with, you know, it's like, look, it's all the furniture that's made out of mirrors. All right.
We're going to do a quick stop drop-off at the...
pool drop-off at Johnny's house.
Yeah, get rid of that CD tower.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'll give me a good chance to...
fill up with some other your own equipment.
Well, I gotta just sort of... repackage all my stuff that I've gotten, so it's I also want to break out that Porky Pig comic and take a look at it.
Oh yeah,
see, put it see in, what's up with that.
I could put a bag and board on it for you.
Ooh, wow, we could get fancy.
It's gonna cost Let's you two fancy. DVDs, buddy. Blu-ray or one.
Well,
Blu-ray.
I'm wondering if when we do shows again, if we should just bring it, we should have a tub of DVDs.
Oh, like totally.
I could bring that tub of DVDs and we could just split the money off it, you know?
But people are just going to rifle through it. They're not actually going to buy anything. You got to have stuff that people, that's what those sets are for.
Oh, well, I've got stuff, well, yeah, I don't know if it would be a good idea to bring the whole thing.
Oh, you know what we didn't mention before?
What's that?
That giant bag of, football gumball helmets I got.
Oh, yeah. It's like a week in a row.
Yeah, and there's like a big bag I bought for $10. There's like 30 helmets. But not once, but twice, somebody like took my bag out of my paper bag of stuff and tried to buy it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, what are you... Oh, sorry, is that yours? No, I'm just saying it because it's not mine. Freaking
I'm just trying to warn you not to buy those things. They're full of Black Widow spiders.
Yeah, I don't want you to get, like, the AIDS or anything. That's dating myself a little.
I got the AIDS from a football... from a gumball machine football helmet.
That sounds like Archie Bunky. Bunker.
Yeah. Archie Bunky. Archer Bunky. All right.
Bunky.
All right, let's get Jack off on his mission so that we can get going.
We got more garage sales to hit.
All right.
We only hit the east side. Now?
Oh, it's is loud to the west.
Now we're going to talk about garage sale vibes.
Yes.
Okay, so we were looking for this, looking for a house sale on this street. Do you see the sign? Do you see the sign? No, there's this big-ass house, tree in front of the house. It has a sign that says house sale. Although it's kind of unclear which house it's in front of. And there's nothing to, you know, give away that either house is like...
Except that there is a real estate sign...
In front of one. So we decide that's the house sale, right?
Maybe it was because the wind was so heavy.
Maybe.
It was like blowing really heavy when we were trying to walk in. It's flapping now.
And
I was like, man, it feels like I just been to a York peppermint patty. It's so windy around here.
And we're like, do we go into this house? You know, there's nothing.
There's no signs. There's no.
On the house or anything. And we go up to the door. We're getting ready to ring the doorbell. This old guy, old skinny guy shows up. Hey, come on in. Come on in. And we're like, okay. So we go in, and he's just tailing us around the house, like, that's all right, well, you need this, or you need
this. He was hard of hearing or deaf, one of the two.
Huh?
He had an earpiece in.
What?
Exactly.
And so, so we're walking around, and he's like, there's more stuff upstairs. I start heading upstairs, he's coming up behind me, and I'm thinking to myself, don't let him get too close, he's going to hit you with a fucking... I had a syringe, and I'm going to wake up in the basement or whatever. So I was keeping ahead of him and just keeping my eye on him. And when we leave, Johnny's like, am I crazy? Or did I'm like, that he was going to kill us and hide us in the basement? No, you're not alone in thinking
I was like concerned about getting too close to the closet. He's like going to push me in and... slam the door.
It's
like
false floor on it.
One of my biggest fears, you know. That's why I travel with this knucklehead.
And and then his wife just appeared in a puff of smoke in a chair.
It's just like we're like walking around. All of a sudden, there she is in the front dining room. It's like...
And just sitting in the chair silently.
Yeah. Not doing... She wasn't knitting. What was she doing?
I don't know.
She was busy on... She wasn't on a phone. She was just like there, like...
Just there.
Occupied.
Yeah. So it was like they were like aliens from another dimension here to collect specimens with
I think they're observing us like mice as far as... some sort of house that they've taken over.
And it was creepy, too, because you had to walk all the... stuff was just, like, spread out throughout the house in little... Instead of just putting it in one area, which they could have done, there was, like, one room that had the telescope and the...
Yes.
And the pedal bike in it and stuff. And, we didn't end up buying anything in there, although they had a beautiful old nice telescope.
But it was like 3 feet long.
Yeah, it was a nice one, and it was only $25. It was a...
The prices were almost too good, you know? It's like, I'm not sure if I need that commitment. You know, it's just kind of weird the way they were acting.
Yeah. It was creepy. Something creepy was going on, or... Like, and obviously there was some shitting problems going on because there was a weird funk through the house, and there were all sorts of like, you know, portable walker toilets, you know, yeah, old people toilets all over the place for sale.
Always a bad sign.
Yes, never encouraging there.
No.
Just one of those things you just want to pile into the back seat of your car.
You know, I mean, the CDs, the tape cassettes, everything. It's like the Peter, Paul, and Mary's, Two Dady Brothers, Josh Groban.
Well, everything was religious, but every once in a while you'd see Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Like, everything in the house was Jesus-y, but then every once in a while you'd see some rock and roll, some sort of semblance of rock and roll. It was weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly think that Eric Clapton, amongst his peers, is not very well respected.
No, he's not well respected by me. Oh, here's another garage sale. And look, an inflatable unicorn in the front of it. All right. We got work to do.
Yeah, quit your yapping.
Well, we just hit another garage sale. I got some 50-cent books. I got about nine Little House on the Prairie books.
Nine times.
If I remember, those go pretty good as a set. And I got two Foxfire books, which I know are worth like $30 to $50 a piece. Unfortunately, not Foxfire 1, which goes for a lot of money. But they were big in the 60s and 70s. It was the anthropology department of a school would go out and find, like, in the 70s, like 90-year-old old. Yeah, this is the Dirty Unicorn inflatable. And
I wish I could take a picture of it, but that kid's standing right in front of it.
And I was like, somebody needs to hose that off. And I'm like, oh, that's mold on, that's black mold on the old unicorn. But those Foxfire books are great because they went out and they found all the like 90-year-old old timers and just plugged them for how did you make medicine, how did you make furniture, and stuff like that, and then just recorded it for posterity.
Wow.
So it's full of old-timer stories and wisdom. And since it was in the 70s, you know, it was going back into the late 1800s type stuff. So they're great books of folk wisdom. And I think I got Foxfire 2 and Foxfire 4 from there. And if they don't sell, they'll go on my bookshelf, because I used to have them on my bookshelf before. So that's always wonderful. And while we're at it, I might as well shout out Scott Gardner, because I know he's listening. I don't know if James Lansbury is listening, but they just sent me a big box of comics, of Marvel Star Wars comics. And I'm talking like 30 Marvel Star Wars comics.
Nice.
Including one of the ones Scott Gardner threw in was Droid World, one of my favorites, which I think was illustrated by, was the only Michael Golden.
Nice.
And I think it has a Frank Miller cover on it.
Huh.
And another one with a St. Kevitz cover that I forgot about. But so I'm about a third of the way into getting my full set of Marvel Star Wars. But then there's going to be stuff like the first Boba Fett and the last issue and stuff like that that are going to probably cost me unless I find them beat to shit. But nobody sells anything beat to shit on eBay. It pisses me off. It's all high grade stuff, and it's like I want something cheap. I want it cheap.
Well, that defeats the purpose,
I guess. But I mean, I'll pay the going rate for a beat to shit, you know, and it would
exactly
be somebody's chance to get rid of their beat to shit. I don't know. But anyway, thanks to James Lansbury and Scott Gardner for hooking me up. That, like, whenever I open up a box and see something that used to be in my house, it's like bomb.
Nice.
Anyway.
All right. On to the next sale.
More garage sales.
Woo!
And don't be uneasy,
down.
We're still hitting them. We're still hitting them. These guys were saying, we're going to be here for another week.
Yes, you are. We're living with this shit.
Yeah, I got a nice little bookshelf that'll hold a bunch of paperbacks for $3.
Yeah.
Wooden. Will blend right into my house.
Uh-huh. I got to figure out where I put my phone.
Yeah, we'll need that. And Jack got himself what?
A SpongeBob SquarePants Pez from 2014 with a clear head.
Oh, did I hear it?
And a what was the other thing?
My Little Pony, something.
My Little Pony trade paperback, Friendship is Magic.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, for 50 cents. Because yeah. 25 cents was just too low for that, she said. Okay.
Well, I figured you were a brony and could squeeze another 50.
Another quarter, 25 cents. She made change for me too. Yeah. She even made change.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I made him break a 20 on mine, too, so I got some more small bills.
Yeah, exactly. That was probably the best part of that whole trip is we were actually able to break it and do it that way. All righty. We are going to Lake Meadow.
Lake Meadow it is. More garage sales coming up. Johnny, look at the terrified Jesus I got.
Yeah, in wood. I wonder if it grew that way.
Probably, except it says carved by Bill Thompson on the
bottom. In 2011.
The
year of our Lord.
But, yeah, Bill Thompson's not bad. Look at it. Hey, carved that crown of thorns right out of there.
That was pretty good.
Thank you, Jesus. Calm down, Jesus. Nothing to be afraid of now. You're going to my house. Why would they make Jesus look so miserable there? Oh, well.
Tell it, man.
Why would you do that to Jesus? Why? All right, so I've got two wood carvings today that match my house. Man, I'm going to go home and decorate today. I forgot this is a garage. This isn't a garage sale find, but it's a score for garage sale gloat. My housemate, her parents are at their place in the Thousand Islands, and they're trying to sell the house there. So they're getting rid of some of the stuff in there, and they had this old payphone from 1960. And it's an old ITT made in Japan payphone, but it's like a tabletop model. So it's all square and pink. It's really neat. It's got the keys, and I've been doing a little research, and you can hook those suckers up into the internet and get like a Skype phone number.
Wow.
And have your calls come in through this old payphone and make calls through it. And it's a dial-up one, so I'm going to look into doing that. I might need to find somebody with a little more electronics knowledge than me about how to exactly set it up. But I would love to get a ringing landline payphone at our house.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. And I set that up at our bar in the basement. I don't know where Jesus is going. But he's going somewhere down in the basement because he matches the walls.
He'll just blend in.
He will blend in. Maybe I'll put him over by George Burns. All right.
Well, you know, it's like his dad. Because he's
yeah.
Because he's God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know who his dad is. I know who Jesus' dad is.
It's George Burns.
It's George Burns, exactly.
Right. And John Denver is his...
just one of his...
Adopted
one
step,
of his,
stepbrothers.
Yeah, just one of his prophets. Actually, he's gone. John Denver has gone home.
Yeah, he has.
He flew a plane back home. All right. We'll be right back.
Yeah!
Well, it looks like it's electronics time in the day. And I'm just saying, Johnny and I are winding down. But last sale we went to, Johnny bought a Blu-ray player for his daughter.
$10.
And I just bought a $40 turntable.
A Sony.
Those are like workhorses.
Yeah.
And it's a direct drive, so.
And it played for you correctly. And.
Oh, it has a brand new needle on it. It has a high-end brand new needle on it.
How'd you know that?
Because I looked at it.
Oh.
And
I also didn't even mention at the previous sale, I got a couple of Hardy Boy hardcovers and an Alfred Hitchcock Mysteries.
They had a whole bunch of little Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, but those were all soft covers. This was like the hardcover series, number 17.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, and we went to that book sale one. And I got a couple Stephen King books, a couple
This is that place I keep on talking about.
The Caribbean restaurant?
Yeah.
It looks delicious. They had a bunch of, like, you know, ancient astronauts and Bermuda Triangle books. I got those. And I got one of a great replacement book that I've been meaning to get is Splinter of the Mind's Eye.
Yep. Oh, that's right. I got that Star Trek book, too.
And you got one of the Star Trek The New Voyages ones.
All for a quarter apiece.
A quarter apiece. You can't beat it.
I was going to buy those DVDs, too. They had, like, Guardians on Blu-ray, and they had couple Blu-rays there.
Those were a quarter too, right?
Right, except that they had the wrong DVDs in them.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody, check your DVDs and CDs at garage sales.
Totally.
Always, always, always. Because it sucks to get home and pop open your fucking AC/DC CD and it's got Patsy Cline in it.
Or your Led Zeppelin and it's got
Mantovani or something like that.
You know.
All-time polka hits or something like that. Not that I don't like all-time polka hits.
Michael Bublé.
Yeah, okay, there's something I don't like. No Bublé.
So do a Bublé zone.
Yeah.
Bublé, Bublé.
No. No.
You love it and you know it.
No Bublé. No.
Yeah.
No, I don't. No, I don't. He's the Steven Seagal of singers. All right.
You think so, huh? Wow, you just cataloged it. That's pretty good.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Well, now it's time for me to shut up and look for more garage sales. I will stop talking now. All right. Well, we're wrapping it up.
Yes, we are. Kind of came out hot and heavy for... We were just plugging away for like 5 hours, and all of a sudden it was 1 o'clock.
Yep.
And we had to eat and go to the comic store, and we're just driving along for a little bit and found a few things on the back end, but I think it makes sense that we kind of hit it hard first thing and go as long as we can.
It was kind of hump day today. We were like trying to get to ones on our list and getting sidelined on all the humpers.
Yeah.
But not bad. A lot of places where it's like, how much for this? And they're like, oh, those are all a quarter.
Right.
You know, so.
Can't complain. A lot of misinformation, though, with the wrong CDs and DVDs and jackets.
Yeah, but again, another great garage sale day. I got some things to sell. I got some things to replace my stuff. I got some things to decorate my house.
And stuff for the cat.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. The cat is going to go fucking nuts. Did I mention that? I got this lambskin thing for my cat. She's going to fucking love me. She's going to be bitching when I get home because I haven't been home all day. And then I'm going to flop that thing down on a chair and she's just going to go like...
Are you going to get chewed up by the pussy again?
Always, every day. First thing in the morning. Fucker can hear me. She can hear me getting out of my bed in the morning from anywhere in the house. I've tried to sneak out of my bed just to see if I can do it. And there she is at my door just staring at me. You're up. You're up. Well, she has this really cute thing where the first day that we had her, we brought her home. And I brought her into the kitchen and I put her food bowl down. And I filled it full of food. And she immediately started, like, purring like crazy because she saw food getting
poured. Right.
But then she wouldn't eat it, and she was looking at me. I'm like, go ahead. Go ahead and eat some. And then she started eating. So now we go through that routine fairly regularly. She'll eat on her own, but a lot of times she'll walk me into her food and make me act out our first little interaction.
My cat does that all too over sometimes the where she'll, like, expect you to, like... Give her a little scratch on the top of the head, like it's okay to go ahead
and eat, you know.
Yeah, it's okay.
But so that's fun. But
so kind of like hover over the bowl. So you can eat. Go ahead.
But she's getting her. I got that weird tiger with the knife with the spear in his back.
Yeah, that was pretty wild. You know, this is one of those days where it didn't feel like it was sensational, but looking back, it was like, God damn, it's just
pretty good.
Yeah, we just consistently I think we're just getting so desensitized now because
yeah.
every week it's like, what? You want $3 for that? I could get it for a quarter somewhere.
Yeah. When you go, the DVDs are $2. It's just like, yeah. buying your fucking $2 DVDs.
$2 box sets. Are you high? Come on, man.
Come on, Jet.
Some bitch.
That's how a DVD cost, Jack. Back in my day, DVD was 10 cents. You used to buy them out of the dispenser. DVD dispenser.
How about that guy today? He had all those, like, cars. He had all those stupid, like, cars. And they were, like, one was, like, 5 cents. He's like, yeah, the doors fly out and everything. He's like, okay.
Oh, that wasn't the multi-generational film.
No, it was that
the
other
guy was like, we didn't talk about that because we didn't buy anything, but there, right.
there's a there lot
was,
of things.
There's
we didn't
a little
buy
like inbreeding slash brain damage going on. with the uncle and his nephew. And the guy's like, oh yeah, all kinds of cars, every kind of car. These are just examples. If you like any kind of car, you just tell me. I'll go in the house and get it for you.
Oh, good God.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah.
There was a lot. I didn't buy a ton of stuff. I looked at a ton of stuff. There wasn't a lot of weird stuff today either.
One of these days, we're going to have a normal garage sale day. We're going to be like, this sucks. What a sucky-ass day.
This was kind of almost normal.
Almost. But it was still pretty good.
Yeah, the people were definitely
like,
weird.
What happens at the end of the day, a day like this, is I'm going to get home, I'll start unpacking stuff and go like, Oh yeah. Oh, right. I got this, too. So, it's...
Yeah, I mean, you can't get Billy beer every weekend.
No.
I try, but...
If you did, you would just have shelves and shelves full of Billy beer. But,
yeah. And then I could talk about it and not sell it to people like that guy last week.
Well, anyway, we are at the end of our journey. We will probably see you next week, the way it's going. I don't want to curse us, but it looks like we're on such a roll that if we don't see you next week, we'll see you the week after that. But, hey.
This is, I think, a 9th or 10th one this summer.
I think this is like 94, so.
Yeah, but like 9th or 10th this summer.
Huh?
This is like a 9th or 10th time
we started in the high 80s, and now we're in the mid 90s. Well, I don't think we're going to break 100 this summer, but next summer, maybe we'll get some. If you have any ideas for how we should do Garage Sale Gloat 100, feel free to go on our Facebook page or on our Discord and give us a suggestion.
Yeah.
Otherwise, go fuck yourself. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
How can I sing the garage sale blues when every Saturday is sunny? How can I say go fuck yourself when I hardly spend no money? I want to wail and gnash my teeth, but these comics are 25 cents. This shit is frustrating to me. Oh Lord, make it all make sense. Lord, have mercy, subterrane good. And I've 42 sales to go. All these sales are giving me wood. My weed is starting to grow. A man can only take so much sun. A man can only have so much fun. With all good garage sale news, how can a man sing garage sale blues? Sing a guitar. Thank you.